And it is John Gibbons from the Amphitheatre of Rap. And this is a podcast to try and find out a little bit more about the manager who's strongest linked to the now vacant Liverpool job, Andoni Iraola, and a man who's watched his team play for the past couple of years or so is Sam from Back of the Net Pod. Sam, thanks so much for joining us, first of all. Nice to see you.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure to come on, and it's been a pleasure to talk about, yeah, three seasons of Andoni Iraola. It's been a wonderful time being a Bournemouth fan, and maybe that will translate to good times on Merseyside as well.
What was the biggest impact he made when he came in, would you say? Because Bournemouth, you know, were already a Premier League club. He came in, you know, to, I guess, because the people making the decisions had aspirations of bigger and better things. So what were the impacts that you noticed, you know, in those early days?
I think his arrival signalled a higher ceiling for AFC Bournemouth. I mean, previously under different ownership, we had Gary O'Neill in charge, and then a new ownership came in halfway through his tenure. I mean, we had Scott Parker, who after that 9-0 at Liverpool got sent on his marching orders, and then Gary O'Neill came on with a very purposeful and pragmatic style of football, which is great if you want to survive Premier League football, of course. However, I think the new ownership, when it came in, they had ideals of things beyond what Bournemouth fans would usually expect. I mean, the owner, Bill Foley, he's a very enigmatic fella. He's got kind of sporting groups all over the world, especially with the Las Vegas Golden Knights, which is his ice hockey team that he created over there. And he came out with this really outlandish statement that they could win the Stanley Cup within 6 years. That's what they did. And then as soon as he took over AFC Bournemouth, he said, "We won't get relegated." And he said the words, "I guarantee it," as well, which made Bournemouth fans think, "My God, does this guy like know anything about how British English football fans react if things go wrong?"